The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. You guys look so cozy today. Like, I'm jealous. Like, Mahoney's got his hoodie on. Audrey's got this fleece on. Ian's got his, what is that? Like a combination of a sport coat and a hoodie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Multiple layers. He looks like he should be.
Oh, that's not one thing. That's multiple.
No, it's
okay.
Like a, yep.
Okay.
Like a fancy jacket and a hoodie under it. Yeah, it's a good look.
Why did you put the sport coat over the hoodie today?
That's how you wear it.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
You can't
okay.
wear the hood under the coat. You got to pull it out.
Let that hood breathe. No, I'm like getting ready this morning. I get it. You guys cozy. Put the hoodie on.
Because it's cold, man.
I'm going to put on a sport coat as well.
But it's 1 million degrees in the studio right now.
But it is. I am sweating. Yeah, right now, give it 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and it'll be the Arctic tundra
in
here.
Very true.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, in general, this time of year. Yeah, I'm sure life, too.
You know,
lots of ups and downs.
You plan for one thing, and next thing you know, here's the exact opposite right in your nuts.
Well, we can promise you that every morning we'll start with some good news and some bad news.
Yes.
So what would you like first, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news. A 20-year-old employee was working the drive-through at a Long John Silver's. Has anyone been to a Long John Silver's recently?
Been a hot minute, but, you know,
other fish and chips options other than that.
2001 was the last time. I got food poisoning. Never again.
I feel like Long John Silver's has won the fast food, seafood, warfare.
Over Captain D's?
I feel like Captain D's stands for Captain Defeat.
You
Captain
think
Don't.
So?
Oh.
If I was making a...
Captain
this
Don't.
Is an uneducated perception statement that I am making, because I don't know how many locations there are. You read. I will.
You bet. You do some research while I give you this crazy story about a Long John Silver's in southern Indiana. On Sunday, a woman in her 30s or 40s pulled in and tried to order a single hush puppy.
Singular.
She knew what she wanted.
The smallest order that you can get is two for $1.95. For some reason, the woman ordering thought this was outrageous, and she demanded that they sell her just one. Then another woman in a car started calling the restaurant over and over, demanding to speak to the manager. When that didn't work, the passenger got out, walked into the restaurant, trashed the place, and kicked the drive-thru worker right in the stomach.
That's some Long John Silver
did
behavior.
She yell out, "This is Long John Silver's"? And does she...
No, unfortunately not.
Oh.
Luckily, it sounds like the person that got kicked is fine. It's not clear whether the woman who did the kicking knew exactly what she was doing, because obviously going in and trashing a place over a single hush puppy order and then starting to kick people
is a little outrageous.
It's very methy, right?
I mean, honestly, I feel like anybody who is like cruising through like a Long John Silver's as their dinner option, not only just for like regular ordering purposes, but if you're out searching for a single hush puppy, that's like meth on meth crime.
What if you're on a diet?
You've also got somebody else in the car with you. Just each of you eat one hush puppy. Or just buy them both for $1.95 and then only eat one.
Yeah,
but then you're spending twice as much for something you only want half of.
That's not how it works. I can't go to McDonald's and order half of a Big Mac and pay half the price.
They don't, because that's all one thing. You can order a quarter pounder, but not a double quarter pounder.
I can't order half of a small drink.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
You can. Order a kid's drink.
And pay half the amount?
Yeah, kid's drink. Nope. And also, during the summertime at McDonald's,
Does Dave look like a child to you?
You can order half a small fry, order a child's fry. Order a child's thing of hush puppies. So my research has been completed. Long John Silver, as I had properly assumed, is the
dominant,
larger of
crappy
the two
fast food seafood
without
chain.
Hey, Dave, started in Louisville.
Okay, great.
You know,
love
and
Louisville.
They have over 10,000 employees right now at Long John Silver. And Captain D's, on the other hand, only 6,000 employees. But big news for 2021, last year, Captain D's announced the debut of the double drive-thru in their Tupelo, Mississippi location.
Like there's a single location and in Tupelo, Mississippi that has the double.
They added another lane. That's it.
Because Mississippi is fat and gross, and that's on brand for Mississippi.
I mean, that's like every Chick-fil-A in the entire country, though. Like, that's just not that big of a deal.
No, you don't have. They're talking two sides. It's like on a Rallies or a Checkers.
Could you just keep going in circles, getting more and more?
No, it's like you can have you can check out on the passenger side or on the. So you can get two through the drive-through lane at the same time.
I see.
Why would you ever need that? Nobody is clamoring for Captain D's.
If Chick-fil-A did that,
yes,
it would be.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
For real.
So even though they've lost the fast food seafood war, I mean, Captain D's is still the only one that can go. You want to see Captain D's nuts?
True.
There's
very
no
true.
Long John Silver. There's nothing there for them.
Well, there is the Long John. I think I would prefer to be the Long John.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, you have a long time been a driver of a Toyota Avalon.
I love my Toyotas. I've had a couple Toyotas in my lifetime. I had a Toyota Celica, which was like my first real car, and I loved it. And I love my Toyota Avalon. I've put 120,000 miles on that thing since, what, 2014?
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, my dad drove Toyotas when I was growing up. They've always been great cars. But a lot of people thought that it would never be the case where Toyota came along and was actually the king of cars in the United States. When you think about, you know, Ford and GM and some of these huge brands
that are based here,
but also
companies
have like a whole bunch of different brands underneath them, right?
Because
obviously GM has not just GMCs, but also Chevys and everything else.
Cadillac. I mean, there's like 20 different
tons
brands.
Of them, right.
Same thing with Ford, too. Yeah. You know, I mean, you think you see an American car, it's either Ford or Chevy for the most part.
General Motors has been unseated by Toyota as the nation's top-selling automaker in 2021. So GM sales were down 13% while Toyota was up 10.4%.
I'm not surprised by this. Toyota makes great cars. You know, Toyota, you know, a couple weeks ago made some real dumb decisions, and they reversed those, thankfully, when they were talking about adding a subscription to their car service for the remote start feature, which is
really
the
dumbest
thing.
Yep.
And everybody was like, no, I'm not paying a subscription for a car that I've already bought. But very reliable cars. The biggest downside to a Toyota, in my opinion, is that they are just slow to adopt new technology inside of the cars. It took until 2021 to get the vast majority of their cars to have Apple CarPlay in them, a feature that has been around since about 2015.
But, I mean, that's normally the case with a lot of these companies. It's kind of like Apple, right? It's like you think of all the advancements when it comes to cell phones, and it's always the Samsung one that's leading the way that has all this cool technology. And then the stuff that really is the coolest, Apple will just steal a year later.
Well, I'm even thinking about it from this perspective that I got my Camry is like 2017 when push start was pretty much in every basic model of every car USA. And mine does not have that.
You put the key in and turn it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, the humanity.
But,
Lord.
Wow. Well, no, but
how
I'm just saying that's like normal technology.
They
do, you know what? My wrists are pretty, I got some strong wrists.
Go on.
That's all you need to know.
All right. Congratulations to your husband.
Actually, I'm pretty weak and feeble. But, I mean, the turn to start, I was like, it wasn't, obviously, I got the car. It wasn't the end-all, be-all for my car. But
I was
kind of shocked that it didn't have it because by 2017, again, almost all cars had that technology.
Mm-hmm. Listen to Toyota's statement on this. They said, being number one is never a focus or priority. The company's focus has been and always will continue to be on being the best brand in terms of safety and quality in customers' minds, which is a dunk. If you become number one, you're like, we don't even care about that. Sorry, GM. Deal with it.
Oh, you're so humble.
Yeah. So everyone is quitting. There's a new report that came out this week that had the jobs report for the number of people that quit in November, and 4.5 million people quit their jobs during the month of November.
They need to call that the I Quit This Bitch report.
Uh-huh.
I'm out of here.
That's the only thing I have.
3% over October. Most resignations were seen in the accommodation and food service industries. About 52,000 left the healthcare and social assistance industries. 33,000 quit in transportation, warehouse, utilities, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people are quitting, and if it's because they can find better paying jobs, then good for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs out there, which means a lot of people are going to leave their jobs. Yep. You know, unfortunately, in the day and age that we live in right now, you don't get rewarded by sticking with a company for your entire career. You have to either A, threaten to leave, or B, leave if you really want to get a kind of substantial bump, because they're not going to give you more. If you really want to dive deep into this, and I honestly think this is playing a part, if you go to Reddit, which is one of the top 10 busiest websites in the entire country, one of the biggest subreddits, one of the biggest groups there is called Anti-Work, which talks about like, hey, don't take getting treated like a piece of garbage at your job. There's many other options out there.
But
don't
I will
be miserable
say, do
because
it
of this.
Responsibly, because
yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
If you don't, I
yeah,
mean, I feel like
yeah, a lot of people get a little ahead of their skis. They're like,
just
I'm going to quit,
and then there's nothing
like,
lined up. Because
crap.
Also in the same article, it says that there's job openings have decreased across several industries. So if you have one that you think is like, as far as nursing goes, sure. Like, yes, there are nurses that are needed across the
country.
Anywhere. But you might not be able to find one in your area.
Right.
Be prepared to move if you need to, if that's what you're going to end up doing. If quitting is in your future, just do it a little bit more responsibly.
Nah. Just do it.
No, Mahoney. Don't even tell people this.
Don't even give them 2 weeks. Just peace out that place.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Remember, everyone, it's impossible to get fired for doing the bare minimum. If you get fired for doing too little, then you did less than the bare minimum.
Message deleted.
But I feel like Mahoney is always skirting the line.
That is a tough line to balance on, because you don't really know what the minimum is. Most times, unless you have
if you work at Amazon and you have like quotas and like the number of packages that you have to get, sure, like that makes it a little easier, right? But for most jobs, you're right. Like, you're always kind of skating that line of trying to get by. How many hours are you really taking off every day while you're in the office?
You don't really have to have a whole lot of skills. Just be likable and know how to kiss the right ass, and you will do fine.
You also hear a lot of people talk about, too, how if you do too much for too little, that they'll understand the suits will understand that you're willing to put in that much effort for that amount of pay. And you won't ever get a pay increase.
Well, not even that. They also don't want to lose their highest producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, really, like Office Space, the movie.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch that, it's very accurate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But again, right, be likable, know how to kiss ass, you will do fine in whatever field you fall into.
Most people don't have it quite as easy as you, Mahoney. I know that you're giving like great advice.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Be likable?
No, of course you should be likable. Of course you should kiss the right ass.
It's much harder to fire somebody who, one, everybody likes, and two, is kissing the right ass.
Yeah.
Much harder.
But you said something important there. You can't just be one of those people that are kissing the right ass. Like, you also have to be likable in general, right?
Yeah.
Because there's those people that are just kiss-ups to the boss.
No, but if everybody likes that
person. If everyone likes you, it's harder to fire.
They don't fire that person.
Yeah, not normally.
Traditionally, no.
We'll see on Thursday.
Please leave.
Nobody likes us.
You guys are fighting over the biscuit thing, when they're hot and nice and, all that.
Nice.
Fresh out of the oven. My husband can eat those all by themselves. I'm not even kidding. He can, eat two of those on his own. He loves biscuits.
Message
You're talking
deleted.
About the tubes, correct?
Yeah, the tubes.
Yeah, yeah, I could eat two tubes of
two
biscuits.
Tubes?
Without a doubt.
You gotta have
room temperature butter, though. You got to have spreadable butter.
Spreadable butter.
Because nobody, if I roll over your house, you got biscuits hot and ready right out the oven, and then you got ice cold butter that is it has the texture of concrete.
Same thing for restaurants. If you're a high-end restaurant and I sit down and you've got the basket of bread that you get to either goes on the table or you choose where they come over with the little tongs. You ever seen that before?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really good bread, but then you've got hard, unspreadable butter.
Rip the bread.
Yeah,
I want the whipped butter at a fancy restaurant. That's got like the chives or like garlic. I want like the flavored butter.
Like a compound butter almost.
I like that butter that has them big chunks of salt on it.
I've been to a place.
Preach.
just took my soul over.
One of my favorite restaurants is actually on the Disney Cruise Line. It's called Remy. It's their fancy one.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And they bring you the bread cart over, and the bread cart's the best part of the damn meal.
Is that the Ratatouille restaurant?
Yeah, it is. It's Ratatouille themed, but it's run by Michelin star chefs.
Yeah.
So very, very high, and they bring over the bread, and then not only do they have the soft spreadable butter, they have a extra thing of salt, that thick ass salt, so you can spread it on your own.
Ooh, that's nice.
On top of the butter, bread, and it's just like all I really want to eat. The only reason we go here and spend a couple $100 on a dinner is because we just want that bread cart. I would be happy going just getting the bread and leaving.
And this is a little hack for that restaurant. If you ask them nicely, they will actually take that soft butter and spread it directly on your nipples for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, just add a little salt?
You don't have to do it yourself. I mean, normally that's self-applying the butter to the nips. But no, they'll do it for you.
It's kind of like the shooter, like before, like tequila, salt, lime.
That's right, yeah.
Salt, lime, tequila. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's kind of like that. But then you just chase it down with some bread.
And nobody knows this, but all the meats, actually Remy's family.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What a weird charcuterie board. What a terrible charcuterie board.
It's all
Where's
rats.
The most random place you've seen a celebrity in the wild?
Message deleted.
The most random place that I've seen. I mean, it's not a random place because it's a casino, right? But there was one night many years ago where I saw Macaulay Culkin, obviously highly under the influence. These were during his dark years.
Aww.
Going to an ATM at the Palms and trying to get cash out, and I don't know if it declined him or if he'd reached his daily limit, but Macaulay Culkin walked up to the ATM, spent about 7 to 10 rather frustrated minutes trying to work with this thing, and then stormed off.
Oh, man. I've honestly been there. Yeah. But I'm not Macaulay Culkin.
We've all been there.
Also not a child star.
So you could say he's a star or not, but he was a star to me. Ed Lover from Yo MTV Raps. I love Ed Lover. I loved Yo MTV Raps growing up, and I saw Ed Lover I think in 2005 in a Dillard's, and I got a
that
picture
with
him.
No, you did That's not.
I swear to God, I did. It's on my MySpace still.
I did smoke weed with Vanilla Ice and Frank Shamrock behind a porta potty one time. Does that count?
No.
It was in a Jillian's parking lot.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, this is a rare case for twins. Most of the time, twins obviously share the same birthday, but there are cases where they're born right around midnight. In this case, though, a set of newborn California twins defied the long odds of not having just different birthdays, but also different birth years because of, obviously, New Year's.
Oh, okay.
So at 11:45 on December 31st, the first baby was born just after the stroke of midnight, January 1st, 2022. Different years, even though they are twins.
If that were to happen to me, I'm 100% lying to my kids. You were born on the same day.
Yeah, right. Just like,
I'm not
doing two birthdays.
We're not doing two birthday parties.
New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Forever.
Yeah.
Can I be kind of honest with you guys? Twins sort of freak me out.
My wife wants twins.
I mean, yeah, because you just pump them out, done.
She's like, I want to have two kids.
Two kids.
And one pregnancy.
Yeah.
So I don't have to like get back in shape
twice.
Yeah.
Your wife just, that would be the most perfect way just to go ahead and get the two done.
That is so your wife, yes.
Not have to go with two pregnancies. But twins really do kind of freak me out from the, like, what do you mean you're two? You look the same. You act the same as identical twins are concerned. But then you have different tastes and preferences on things. Like, how are you not the same exact human being? You were in the same egg and you look the exact same. How are you different people? It freaks me out.
I mean, isn't that kind of the same thing with, like, brothers and sisters, though, that are very similar looking?
Ugh.
You come from the same place. It's the same genes.
But you shared the same egg. How are you two different people? Why aren't you the same person? Ew, it freaks me out. Ew.
Are you saying the twins are only half people?
Kind of.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're going to come for you.
Yeah, here comes
you're going to get from both sides, from both twins.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum are coming after you.
And how do you have the same egg that are two different looking people?
I don't know.
No.
That's freaking
well,
too.
Well, that's usually, those are usually two eggs, and right? And
that no, I thought that
splits, right? I don't know.
No, that's whatever. Identical.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's science.
See, the whole thing freaks me out. What do you mean?
Speaking of babies, the Nirvana baby has finally had his lawsuit dismissed. And, of course.
This guy's such a clown.
This is such an idiot. Like, what a lame money grab. He's acting like he has emotional trauma from.
He's got Nevermind tattooed across his chest. He's been trying to, this
been trying been to capitalize
thing
on it yes.
for 30 years.
Yep.
You're
yeah,
a clown.
He just takes advantage of every opportunity, and he took advantage of the cancel culture in this moment.
I hope the judge rules that Dave Grohl can smack him clean across the face.
Deserved.
His name is Spencer Eldon.
Ewy.
Lawyers missed the deadline to file an opposition to the Nirvana estate's request to dismiss the case made in December. So bang up job by your lawyers missing a deadline on that one. So at least for the time being, it has been tossed by the judge. Who knows if they're going to try to keep going after this thing. But, I mean, it sounds like it's finally going away.
Talk about one
be.
Of the dumbest yeah. lawsuits that we've ever heard. And this isn't one of those, like, hot coffee lawsuits, which, by the way, if you've never watched that documentary.
That's so sad.
It is so sad. That old lady who had the coffee spilled on her hoo-ha, 1,000% needed to get paid even more. This is not one of those. This right. is legitimately a dumb lawsuit by a dumb person.
On the night of December 31st, New Year's Eve, Spanish police discovered and broke into an illegal orgy that had more than 70 people.
That after just feels slimy.
70. Right?
Are they legal? I mean, what is it? What made this orgy illegal?
The max Great number question. Of people you can have in an orgy is 69.
Son of a... Love it...
mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
So nothing that's being said in any of these clips, dirty whatsoever, but you perverts are going to have a hard time with it because you have filthy minds. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I think we all do. Again, nothing filthy being said at all, but there are some strategically placed bleeps which take your mind to a different place. You guys trying to figure out what's actually being talked about without getting too distracted. There's a total of three. I'll give you the setup for it, play you the audio, and then I'll give you a multiple choice of what it could be. Feel free to ring in by saying your name whenever you think you know the correct answer. Are you both ready?
We're ready.
Here we go. Number one, this is Dr. Oz. And the Inquirer is trying to do something to him, according to him. You're trying to figure out what that is.
The Inquirer hates that I'm you, hates that I'm taking on some of the, and they don't like that I, so they want to me.
Well, they're trying to you. I saw your Twitter. That's what you said.
Oh, gosh.
Are they trying to A, cancel him, B, support him, or C, get his show back on the air? Audrey.
They're trying to cancel him?
Trying to cancel him is correct, according to Dr. Oz.
Because they don't want him running for Senate?
Yeah, something
state
like that.
State Senate.
State Senate?
That's is it state Senate?
It's yeah, not even, it's like, not even the real Senate. Senate? No.
That's too bad.
It's Audrey, like Mrs.
Dr.
America.
Oz could make some changes.
Mrs. America International. Whatever.
Audrey, you're on the board with one. Here we go. On to number two. This is a physical therapist, and you're trying to figure out what is she trying to teach. So a physical therapist trying to teach something.
I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist, and I'm going to teach you how to take your go to the and then push to the back. That makes the most sense, and it's so easy.
Is she trying to teach you A, how to properly massage yourself, B, how to properly wipe yourself, or C, how to fart?
Mahoney. Audrey.
Mahoney?
How to properly massage yourself?
No.
No.
It's wipe, isn't it?
It is.
Ugh.
It is. Yeah. Audrey, you want to go for the sweep?
Let's hear that.
Sure,
let's
but can we hear that audio?
You want to hear that
again?
One more time? Sure.
Now that we know
I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist, and I'm going to teach you how to take your go to the and then push to the back. That makes the most sense, and it's so easy.
Yeah, why is she teaching people how to wipe?
I guess some people didn't know.
Do you not? I mean, I'm.
We know somebody who didn't know for a while.
Who went back to front?
You looking at it, why are you looking at Ian?
It's a back that front to back.
That was some major issues for me.
Yeah.
Major. You have no idea the damage that can cause.
Yeah.
Going from back to front?
I'm talking rashes. More rashes.
Radishes.
Radishes. Underwear.
Radishes. All right, here we go. Third and final one. Audrey has already won, but for the sweep, this is Stephanie Matto, and you're trying to figure out what is she selling? So this is a young lady that's trying to sell something.
So I like to get things rolling with some beans, some hard and oh, I was it for sure while I wait for the I like to read. I'm very smart. Love to read. And then after I'm ready to go, I go ahead and, you know.
What in the Donald Trump was that? She goes, I'm very smart. I love to read.
Love to read. Love to read. Reading words. Big words. Love them. So what is she selling? A, her bathwater. B, her farts in a jar. Or C, her vomit.
Audrey.
Audrey.
That's farts in a jar.
Farts in a jar. For the sweet.
Very smart.
She
love
just
to
went
read.
To the hospital.
She did?
She did.
Yeah. She thought she was
having a heart attack. Yeah, because she pushed too hard.
Love to read, love to fart. Whoops.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Look, I don't want to be too predictable with the Redneck Report, but Mahoney, let's see if you can guess what happened here.
What's
there is a woman that was wearing a purple jogging suit that is accused of doing something in front of the Sebastian River Middle School in Massachusetts. Well, what do you think she was accused of doing?
Was she trying to help people with literacy?
No. She was pooping and peeing everywhere. She was wearing a purple jogging suit. And she was defecating on the front steps and the front yard of the Sebastian River Middle School, which
totally normal, uncorrect behavior.
Yeah, you know, like stumbling across a large pile of dog feces is fairly obnoxious because, you know, like clean up after your pets, right?
Yeah.
But stumbling across a large pile of human poo is, that's a lot to deal with early in the morning.
Ugh.
As a, you know, school janitor or administrator or
not
student
enough
or parent or
not enough sawdust.
Never enough sawdust for that.
No, sir.
A witness provided a statement saying that, that's the woman driving that vehicle with the Massachusetts plates. Drove through the school parking lot. The 56-year-old woman, whose name is Kimberly, was being questioned, and she told the deputy that she got nervous and wanted to do jumping jacks And she would not reply to any of the questions about the incident and demanded that he leave her alone. So he's like, ma'am, you're the one that's been pooping. And she's and then she's like, no, I'm nervous, and starts doing jumping jacks while he's trying to talk to her.
Oh, man.
Yeah, as she refused to comply. As a result, she was arrested and charged with trespass on school property, resisting arrest, and giving a false name while being detained.
No drugs. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's something going on there, right?
Something. But, yeah. There's some sort of red flags that are definitely going off. I'm looking at a photograph of Kimberly, and she looks definitely like the type of person
she's the serial pooper.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but you know what? She's got a good bleach job. Like, her hair looks like she just got it done. Good for her. I mean, I'm looking at that, and
now you got to look fresh if you're going to go out pooping.
Going to jail,
you know you're going to get a mugshot.
Got to get in the pen. You might not get out for a while.
You can't have that root showing.
You can't have them.
So, flight attendant of the year nominee already early in 2022. A Brazilian man is being accused of stealing a child's identity to get a U.S. passport and become a United Airlines flight attendant, according to federal investigators. So he stole the identity of an Atlanta boy who sadly passed away all the way back in 1979 in a car crash at the age of 4 years old. And then he used that information. How he found that, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But he found this information of this young man that had passed away many, many years ago, over 40 years ago. And then he used that information to get a U.S. passport, got married, bought a home, got a mortgage, all while using this boy's name. He listed his occupation as a flight attendant for United Airlines. The airline confirmed that he had worked for them, but said he is no longer an employee. The complaint alleges that he had renewed the passport multiple times between 1998 and 2020 using false information. So just crazy, right?
Con artists amaze me.
The amount of effort that you could just get a regular job and just, you know.
I mean, you had a regular job. You were doing all the things that you were normally supposed to do, except for stealing this guy's, you know.
Well, why not just use your own identity?
Right?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. I mean, I feel like it's so hard for most people just to, like, I don't know, just get scammers to not give them phone calls. Like, I can't eliminate that from my life. How is this guy skating through as a U.S. citizen under a false name of somebody who died in 79?
Well, I mean, the reason he probably picked somebody who died in 79 was because it's probably around the same age as him.
For sure.
Yeah. So authorities in Florida shared a video of a man, and he was standing on top of a marked sheriff's sport utility vehicle. So he was dancing on top of a cop car.
Was he twerking?
He wasn't.
Because I feel
twerking.
Like if you're on top of a law enforcement vehicle in this day and age, you got to twerk. You can't just stand there.
No.
I feel like if you got
to
move.
Would you like to hear the song that he was dancing to? Because he was dancing to two songs specifically. Supertramp's Goodbye Stranger.
Oh, and then, love Supertramp.
And then this banger from Hall & Oates. And they asked him, hey, sir, why are you dancing to Hall & Oates on a March sheriff's vehicle?
Was he just holding his phone and dancing at the same time, I imagine?
He said it's because there was vampires after him, and he was trying to keep the vampires away, which, again, you know,
don't do drugs, kids.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, he told officers he was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol multiple times, but they're like, okay, they you know, ran some tests on him. It didn't get diagnosed with any mental health issues, and so they're like, yeah, you were definitely on drugs, right? He said, no, I'm just dancing to Hall & Oates to keep the vampires away, which does check out. Vampires hate dance parties.
I mean, if you think about the cover of that album, Oates does kind of look like a vampire.
A little bit.
Is he the blonde?
No, I think Oates has the mustache.
It's always tough to tell who's Hall and who's Oates.
They're the same person, honestly.
Yeah, hey, when you have an album cover and you have two people in the name, always put the guy who's like, it's
Hall
on the left, Oates on the right.
Have them stand above their name.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Because we are too stupid to figure out any other way.
And honestly, we don't really care. Love your music, but I don't care who's Hall and who's Oates. It doesn't matter to me.
I do care now. In this moment, I would like to know who is Hall and who's Oates.
If you sat down with Oates and had a meal with him, would it be an Oates meal?
That is Oates had the mustache.
Okay, good.
Hall was the blonde guy.
And they have multiple albums where, indeed, they're standing next to each other, and above them are their names.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so there we know. Oh, so they did it right.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So, you know, some people call high school their glory years, and most people kind of look at the at those people as like, oh, can't believe you. And then you realize as you get older
they were
definitely some glory years.
Well, you think
there.
About how good you actually looked at that time.
And
even
you had no
you
concept
you,
of it.
You thought you looked like
garbage.
Terrible.
Audrey's shaking her head. No.
I did not glow up in high school.
I look back.
Nor do I look back at that like, ah, yes.
I look back at old pictures of me, and I go, I was a handsome man. I was a handsome young man in the best shape of my life.
In fact, just the other day, you said you can't believe that all of those girls that you went to high school with let your perfect body go to waste. Yeah. They should have been taking advantage of you.
They should have been. Man.
What a loss. I'm sure that it keeps them up at night.
No, actually, what I said is I probably should have been hitting up the 40-year-old cougars when
That's
I was
right.
18 years old and hollering at them. Couldn't find a woman who knows what she wants.
Melissa said,
these kid games.
I'm still proud of the fact I was prom queen, but I was the biggest stoner and hung out with everyone, not your typical cliche prom queen that's mean to everyone. Which I think that's an accomplishment, right?
I feel like that started to change. I don't know, because the 80s and the 70s, that was very much like
pageantry.
It felt like that, but like in the 90s and in the early 2000s, it was like, who's just cool with everybody? I feel like it was way more acceptable to be, you didn't have to fit a mold of any type of...
In what era?
The 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, like when grunge came around, like it started to be cool to be not just the traditional like feathered blonde hair that you'd see in like the 70s and 80s, you know? It changed. This one from 714 said, I was on a state championship swim team my freshman year. I actually didn't do anything to actually compete in the actual meet, but I got the ring, and there is a forever immortalized image of me in Speedos in my old high school gym. That's the best. You get all the credit.
Hopefully
it's like being the
back,
it's like being the backup punter on the Super Bowl team. You get to wear that ring forever.
You were on the swim team, weren't you, Dave, in high school? Or
I was on the swim team, but it was my freshman year in high school, and I hadn't really developed yet, and so it was pretty embarrassing
because
they made you wear Speedos. And, I mean, I was in incredible shape, right?
Yeah.
Because
you did cross country too, right?
I was a distance runner and then also on the swim team. But, yeah, I mean, it was I wasn't too fond of the Speedos.
But it doesn't matter.
Like, so snug.
At any age, I feel
so
like being
revealing.
In a Speedo sucked.
Last time I was in a Speedo, I enjoyed it.
You look glorious.
That's right.
Bearskin rug photo.
Laying out in front of a beautiful fireplace.
That's right.
Would you trade, would you trade your, do you wish you were as fit as you were in high school?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you would look real weird, though, because
the same body type? No, I wouldn't want that. Because, I mean, it was too small, right?
That's what I say to myself. Yeah, it's like I was too thin. I was, I was 6'5 and 170 pounds.
This one from No said, I had 235 absences and still graduated. And I got recognized by the state of California for my amazing geometry skills.
So you missed every day.
It's pretty much every day. You still graduated? That is an accomplishment. That is amazing.
I missed 50 days, and I thought that was a lot my senior year of high school. But 200?
Melissa said, I was second in New Mexico State all 4 years of high school for throwing discus in track and field. 5 foot tall, 100-pound girl, and held the leg press record of 420 pounds for a sophomore girl for years. You're 5 foot tall, 100 pounds, and you're leg pressing 420 pounds?
Oh, my God.
And you're chucking the discus like a boss?
Woo.
It's impressive. It's no all-conference volleyball impressive, but it's still, pretty good, Melissa.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So go ahead, Mahoney. I know that every city that we broadcast in has been pining for this moment, waiting for you to reveal your greatness from your yesteryear.
Well, I mean, Dave, I was a four-year varsity letter earner. Mm. Had my varsity jacket my freshman year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we bought it for me at that same size. And so it was it became like a half belly shirt.
Outgrew it.
By my senior year. And it was so expensive. I think we paid like $250 or something. They just gouge you for your high school jackets.
Yeah. All that stuff. The high school rings, the high school jackets, anything like that. It's just a total fleece.
My mom still has my high school jacket, I believe. I think it's in a box. She finally gave me.
I will say that the Letterman's jacket.
It's nice.
If you buy that, it is iconic, right?
Yeah.
You could frame that and put it in a shadow box if you wanted to. And it would. it like harkens back to an exact moment. Like people get that, right? The class ring always seems like a waste because you never want to wear that when you're 36.
I bought a high school class ring.
Did it fit?
It did, but I have this dumb problem where I only want to buy like the most expensive of something.
Same. It is a problem.
Same.
I don't know. It is. It's the dumbest. I don't know why my brain is wired that way, but it is. So I bought the most expensive Jostens class ring for the year 2000, and I wore it maybe for a week because I wore it on my right hand.
Yep.
And it was so big and clunky, I couldn't actually write. So I had to keep
it's like a Super Bowl ring? Like, what are you talking about?
It was very, very big. And so I had to take it off when I was writing with a pen or a pencil, and I would leave it in my desk, and I kept leaving it in my previous class. So I just like, I'm going to lose it, and this is a couple $100s. And so I just stopped wearing it even in high school. I didn't even get to get the use out of it my like junior and senior year.
I feel like a lot of guys would give them to their girlfriends.
And then we'd wear them like as a necklace or something, like put it around a chain.
Yeah. Like, I promise to be with you until this ring doesn't make any sense anymore. Yeah. High school only.
Yeah.
It is a high school class ring.
So I was a very good runner when I was younger. Like, my dad was a runner when he was coming up. And so, like, that's, you generally pass stuff like that down,
and
right?
And you've got a big family.
Got a big family.
Like, you can't outfit a hockey team. Your parents would be bankrupt.
Yeah. We weren't playing hockey. It's way too expensive.
Even though
growing up in Minnesota, it's like, nope, not doing that.
Hockey's
you're
the most expensive
runner.
Sport, like, out
super
of the main
expensive.
One. Out yeah. of the main sports, yes.
And so I was a runner because it was cheap, but also like I ended up being pretty good at it. And I'm one of the very few people that I know that actually went to college on an athletic scholarship for running.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really last that long because the college that I went to, I hated. But my freshman year, I got a significant amount. I think it was like 70% off the tuition
really?
For the scholarship for running.
Okay. Pretty good.
And I mean, I was, like in state. I got third in state, and 16:24 was my best time for a 5K, which is...
Is that good?
Like 5 minutes and 20 seconds a mile for three
miles?
Consecutive miles. It's pretty fast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
But as it turns out, zero are impressed by the fact that you can run a 5 minute and 20 second mile for 3 miles consecutively. As an adult, I feel like that would be very impressive, and a bunch of chicks would be like, hey,
wow.
You got great cardio. You're going to live forever. You'll be a good provider. In high school, zero.
That's because we rally around sports like baseball and football and basketball because
you can't go cheer somebody while they're running.
I mean, it's just not common.
Yeah.
Nobody ever came to volleyball games, man.
I know
nobody.
What you mean. There'd
was
be like
nobody.
One person in the stands eating that stale box of red and white popcorn that had been left over from the previous event that was like a basketball game that people actually went to.
Like, well, guys, this is your audience now.
Well,
you didn't need the audience then.
Like,
you have
my friends wouldn't even show up. Like, not that I wanted them to show up to the because I was wearing the
knee pads.
Wore the volleyball shorts
those
and knee
shorts.
Pads.
Oh, yeah.
Did your butt look good in the little short shorts?
I did look good in those. And I had my Jordan 13s on, the Jordan 13 playoffs, which were my go-to shoe all through high school for playing volleyball. The greatest damn Jordan that ever was made. But nobody ever came. Ever. And I don't know if it like made me feel kind of like embarrassed to play. I don't know. It's just like nobody, like literally the entire gymnasium would be filled with basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be hundreds and hundreds. They'd have signs. Mm-hmm. They'd have everything.
Pep rallies before the games. There was no pep rallies pre-volleyball games.
Even girls volleyball. I would go to the girls volleyball games because I helped out with the girls volleyball team.
How did you help out? Were you an equipment guy?
Stats.
Oh, you're the stats guy.
I helped the stats.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And then like practice and stuff. I would hit balls. But... Hey, this is an important thing. You gotta be able to dig, man.
Can't you see Mahoney sitting there with his little clipboard doing stats for the girls' volleyball team? Because nobody cares about the guys' volleyball team, but he just loves volleyball so much, he's got to be around it.
The worst, well, no, and honestly, guys, if you, if you're going into high school or whatever, high school, the volleyball players, the best. I mean, tall, good looking. I mean, like, an underrated sport. Also, watch professional volleyball. Every one of them's a 10. For the most part.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But the one time the girl I had a real big crush on in high school, she was helping out with, like, I guess, stats for that day for our team.
Uh-huh.
And so we're doing these, like, hitting drills where we would run up and spike it,
Uh-huh.
And I was trying, I was an outside hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, that's the guy who scores.
Uh-huh.
I was the scorer.
Yeah.
And I go up, they set me, but they set it this like overinflated ball, and it gets come at me. It's coming at me real fast, and I go to hit it like as hard as I can to like show off, and I don't get it with like the meat of my hands. I get it with only my thumb. So my thumb hits this ball as hard as I possibly can, and it dislocates my thumb.
God, you were...
And my thumb, like, pushes down into the middle of my hand and, like, basically turns around, so my thumb is basically pointing backwards at this point.
Ow.
And all I could think of is, you know, this girl...
How did she keep her hands off of you? So that's amazing.
Well, she didn't speak all that great of English. Her name was Virginie, and she was from Montreal, and so she was French-Canadian, and so, but, like...
What was her name?
Virginie.
Virginie. She's kind of Virginie when she met Mahoney.
No, that's her name.
I think she was just trying to get you away from her. She's like, no, I am Virginie.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mahoney, we got some volleyball backers here. This one texted over to us from 619, said, volleyball is so much more fun than basketball. And then also added, I actually wore my class ring a couple of times at 36, LOL. Does anyone have their high school diploma framed?
No, not my high school. I've got
that's what I mean.
College.
I bought the thing, though, like that it holds it in. Right? Like it's like a leather-bound something, right?
Yeah.
I've got that somewhere, or I think my mom has that, really.
But you never see, like, high school diplomas on walls, right? If you go over to somebody's house or somebody's office, it's very common that you'll see their college diploma,
of course,
right?
Because everybody's expected to graduate high school.
That's what I was going to say, because it's just expected now. Yeah. It feels like, that makes sense.
Speaking of graduating, though, with flying colors, this one from 832 said, very proud of the fact graduated fourth out of 671 students. Damn, I used to be smart.
Wow, that is an accomplishment.
Anybody know where they graduated? I was in the...
I was in the bottom.
My grades got so bad my senior year, I was at the 70th per 60th percentile of my class.
I was
really?
Truant. Yeah. I was skipping all the time because I only had half days. And my two classes that I did have were like home ec, bulk, like just dumb classes that I didn't even need to be there for. It was just to make sure that you were going to school.
Home ec is BS? Really?
For like a senior year mess off.
You're
absolutely.
Always telling us how you don't know how to make anything other than macaroni and cheese.
That's not me.
Meanwhile, you
can't. That's Mahoney.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right.
I took home macaroni.
I was going to say, don't you besmirch my cooking skills. I watch Guy's Grocery. He gives me lots of tips and tricks. my icon.
I liked home ec.
I'm not saying
I didn't like it.
I'm just saying, like, whenever you get to the senior year and you just don't want to be going to school anymore, I'm not really like... super pumped to be sewing a pillow.
Has anybody have home ec? Like, is that still?
I don't think so.
Because I feel like that was like a homemaker.
It felt like a throwback to
like the
50s and 60s.
Right?
That was just like we had.
We're
going
to teach you how to
sew
and iron so you can be a good housewife. Like, okay.
Know your place.
Has anybody sewn on a button recently?
No.
No,
button comes off, that thing's ruined. It's over.
The only thing that's worse than a button coming off? Is a
zipper breaking?
Is a zipper getting off? Is there a way you can get a zipper back on the track?
I don't think.
Does that exist? Because I've got a half quarter zip up pullover that looks really good on me.
You can get it back on the track, right? But then it's never stable again. Like at any point, it might just burst open.
I blame YKK.
What?
What?
Are those the zipper makers?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Every zipper in America is like YKK. If you have a zipper on. If you have a zipper, it's probably YKK, which I don't know what that stands for.
What the hell is YKK?
It's on every zipper. Hold on. Let me look. YKK zipper. What does that stand for? It's white. Yeah.
Mine
it's a fascinating
ideal.
Product group.
Mine says ideal.
Steffi said.
Yoshida Koyoga Kubashiba Shaba.
Oh,
that is.
You're getting canceled.
We are so sorry.
That's a Japanese company. So the Japanese, is that why Japan got so big in the 80s?
Is the zipper market?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good zipper, though?
Zip them in.
Steffi said, my big accomplishment from high school that I'm still super proud of, just graduating. Out of 11 siblings, only two of us graduated. My 21-year-old sister and my 35-year-old self.
From high school or college?
High school. I mean, 11 siblings.
Oh, goodness.
And only two got through high school?
Did your parents...
You live in, like, a rural farm area? Was it hard to get to school?
Were they just having the relations constantly? 11?
Yeah, like we're too busy to supervise if our kids are going to school because we're banging it out making more kids.
That is
AJ
interesting.
Said, I graduated in the top 2% of the bottom half of my class.
Nice.
And I taught a beginner ski class at Minnesota State when I was 17, so there's that.
Nice.
Pretty
nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Top 2% of the bottom half of my class.
Mm-hmm.
That is some glass half full stuff right there. That's impressive.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The idea of taking a vacation in Alaska sounds nice, but I know me. Like after first and a half, the second day, it's too cold. There's nothing to do. Grizzly bears. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a whale. Okay, cool. Now what?
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go to Alaska, do a cruise.
That's what we had before the pandemic. My wife and I were going to do a Disney cruise to Alaska. We had one booked. Unfortunately, got canceled because of everything that went on. It's just the reason the activities, there's plenty of activities. It's just you're not your typical, like, you know, you're going to see beautiful stuff. I mean, stuff like you will never see probably anywhere else in the world, which is what makes that special.
Yeah, and I mean, getting on a cruise ship and cruising around a bunch of icebergs, what could go wrong?
When was the last time a ship hit an iceberg, Dave?
You know what? I bet that's what they said on the Titanic.
Around 1912.
You know, they're remaking
the
Titanic.
It's been 84 years. What, they're remaking the whole movie?
No, I mean the actual ship. There's like a Titanic 2.
No, nobody wants to get on the Titanic 2, the Electric Boogaloo.
A lot of people are.
Why?
Oh. I think the first voyage is already sold out.
Oof.
You looked into it?
I mean, no, it's not for me, because if Disney had done it, then I would be there. But I am a exclusive Disney cruiser.
Do you think that they're all going in hopes to find their
one cruise away from platinum, Dave. One cruise away from platinum.
What does that mean? What do you get when you're a platinum cruiser?
Then I could book my cruises before anybody else. You get special perks. You get all the activities that are discounted.
You're a 1,000-year-old man.
What is wrong with you?
I like what I know. What's wrong with me? I know what I like.
You've done one thing, and then you decided that's what you like to do.
We're going to Hawaii this year too.
Okay.
You also enjoy Hawaii.
The only reason we did that is because the cruises were canceled, and Hawaii was the only place we could vacation that I could snorkel.
You are a creature of habit. I wear the same shirt, same color shirt, eat the same thing for breakfast every day. I'm a routine guy as well, but you are a creature of habit like no other.
Like, what? Can you tell me though? Like,
all you do is drink Topo Chico and go to Disney and come to work.
I know what I like. If like going on vacation, like I get there's people out there who love adventure and they love going to a different place every single time. I like doing things I know that I like, because I can't imagine spending a stupid amount of money and using like the 2 weeks of vacation that you get a year and having a miserable time somewhere. Like, to me, that just seems horrible.
Well,
you take
like
30 weeks
too.
Off a year. I don't want to hear it. Yeah, you're also like that with food. She's right.
You like, I don't want to go to a restaurant where I know it's not going to be good.
How many times have you gone to Texas Day Brazil recently?
Which is a Brazilian steakhouse. Probably 4 in the last month.
Case closed.
Mahoney, I think you can appreciate this. Maybe you as well, Ian. When I was a kid, I used to watch Garfield. Mm-hmm. And the actor that voiced Garfield went on to voice Peter Venkman in the real Ghostbusters cartoon. And Peter Venkman in the live-action Ghostbusters, but then he went on to play Garfield, coming full circle.
Message deleted.
I appreciate that. I loved the Garfield Saturday morning cartoon series. Same thing with the Ghostbusters. I did have an Ecto-1.
But every toy adaptation of Garfield has sucked.
And the one with Chris Pratt that's going to be coming out is going to be equally horrible.
If you can't
Garfield
make it
doesn't
good,
translate.
If you can't make it good with Bill Murray, it's not going
to
be
It's
good.
Not going to translate to live action. The only like kind of cartoon-y-ish movie that translated into like a half cartoon or half CGI, half live action was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, and literally every Marvel thing ever.
Well, but that's not like, you're not showing, like, you're not drawing Captain Marvel as
a... No, sure, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But Sonic the Hedgehog is a CGI character.
Yeah.
It's not going to work with Garfield. Just doesn't translate.
And also, I mean, like, the charm of the Garfield cartoon has worn off for people that
he
would
loves
be
lasagna.
Into it. Yeah, like, he's a cat that loves lasagna. Cool.
Yeah, I don't think kids like Garfield or Peanut. You know, even the Peanuts Christmas special, still hold any value with anybody?
You said this before, Mahoney, when we were talking about that teacher's assistant who's going to jail for smoking weed with that kid because she's not attractive. The same thing with the Peanuts. They're not attractive enough. That's why people don't like them. All of the Peanuts kids,
Charlie
Brown, terrible looking.
He's already balding.
One hair.
One hair.
He's balding.
Yes.
8 years old.
You're bald.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I don't know why the kids' animated movies got to tug at the heartstrings so hard, but we just watched Raya and the Last Dragon, and my goodness.
Message deleted.
And every Disney movie ever, they're like, all right, how are we going to start this movie? All right, let's murder the thing's mom.
Now every what? Mom dead. If you are a Disney mom, watch your ass.
That's right.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
It's not easy to find love in 2022, even though there's so many more avenues now with the dating apps and the way people are connected. It's still very, very tricky for some people. And so many times if they have even a brief encounter with somebody in real life, they want more. But if they didn't shoot their shot in that moment, they have to take to the internet and post a message like these that I'm about to read to you and hope that that person sees them.
We're going
to
help these freaks fly their flag, Dave. But also, if you're wondering, why would somebody still go on the internet to post these misconnections? And you also have to remember, it's probably an older audience that we're seeing mm-hmm. here. It's the guys yep. who like the, who if you walk into somebody's house and they still have a VCR.
Oof.
On the, you know, attached to their TV. It's because they like going back and to that vintage porn that they it's a familiar feeling. It's what they know, so this is where they feel comfortable. Dave.
This is a little bit older here. So this guy said, "You were the guy at Home Depot," is the title.
Okay.
"I was the white guy, 58, in the new silver Toyota Tacoma.
Hell yeah.
We made eye contact, and I think you wanted to talk. I loved your hairy arms and legs. Only like hairy here. I'd like you to come over to my house and we can become friends. I'm sub, discreet, live alone. I hope to hear from you."
Sub and so they're submissive?
Yeah.
And they're discreet about it.
Discreet
about
it.
Except for in this post.
Lives alone. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Put all the details in the post. But, I mean, that feels like fishing with dynamite to me. A little bit like if you're hairy and just a dude, like, go ahead and reply. But,
well, you got to type.
Yeah.
I was, could have been me. I thought I may be a bear. If I was, I'm not. I was talking to a couple of my friends
uh-huh.
who are in that community, and they said I would be an otter.
An otter?
An otter?
I am an otter.
What is
an
otter? I've never even heard of an otter.
It's
in
like
the
a bear,
community.
But in a little bit better shape.
Oh. Shut up.
I swear to God, hand to God.
Shut up.
Hand to God. This is what was told to
I'm
me.
I'm a fit bear. God.
This okay. is what I was told.
I wear two watches.
All right, so Mahoney's an otter.
I am an otter.
This one is entitled "Two Girls Wearing Pajama Bottoms Outside Salvation Army," which okay. sounds like the beginning of a Primitive Radio God song, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I saw you girls had crossed the street and was waiting for you to come back, and you walked right by me. I should have said something. I'm the guy on the monocycle. Is that like
Ew,
a unicycle?
Come on.
It's a monocycle. Or is that like the little skateboard thing?
It's a little bit weirder than that. It's just one big wheel that you sit inside of.
Hey, chicks, did you see me in a monocycle?
It's like a...
The monocycle, Mahoney, is the big wheel that you sit in.
Oh, you're right.
Yep, that's the monocycle.
Wow.
Sweet, dude. I bet you get so many chicks.
I mean, but if you're riding a monocycle, how are you going to take them anywhere? You can't.
You don't
be
have a passenger seat.
You can't be picking up passengers. Yeah.
So this is a little bit different for the misconnection inspection. This one is entitled, in all caps, "The bitch who cut me off at the signal light. I'm looking for the blonde-haired buffoon in the white SUV who cut me off near the 15. I couldn't flip you off because my children were in the car and were listening to Kids Bop. But I want to reply so we can settle this, you vile human. I was in the Kia Soul with the Stickman stickers on the back."
Of course the Kia Soul has so much rage inside. Like, I'm going to take to the internet to find out who you are in the white SUV
also,
so I can
you bitch.
Smack you.
Also, never put the Stickman figures on your car because I know that's exactly how many people are in that car I have to fight.
This one's entitled, "Gilf. We made eye contact and you smiled. You looked incredible and had that look in your eyes. Your husband was quite a bit older. Let's arrange a play date. I know you want to."
Ah!
And then misspelled, too.
Oh, man.
I feel like that guy should be locked up.
Yeah.
Why?
You're sitting there making eyes at a grandma who's there with her husband?
Like, I thought it was a grandpa. What is a gilf? Is it gilf technically a grandpa or grandma?
I thought it was grandma.
I don't know.
Yeah, grandma.
I mean, they both start with G's.
Yeah.
But, I mean, technically, grandpa also starts with a G.
But saying that she was with her husband, yeah, you know? Yeah.
That guy's a criminal.
I mean, like, I'm out here at 75 years old, and there's still some dude trying to bang my
wife.
You could
be a grandma at 40.
No, but
you get grandma at 50.
That's what I mean. I'm talking about the poor grandpa.
You
who's
don't
like
call
a 50-year-old
a gilf, even if they are a grandma.
Yeah.
You still call them a milf?
Yeah.
What is the age range where you tiptoe?
70.
70 is
70?
Gilfy.
I'd say 65.
Not even
60s? Okay.
Yeah, maybe once you can collect Social Security. So 62, maybe.
You can get some senior citizen discounts.
Yeah, not AARP. They lower the age on that.
This one's entitled Tom at Valvoline.
Hell yeah, Tom.
Tom sounds like a working man.
This one is awesome.
I drove up late this afternoon in my red Wrangler, and you came out and politely asked me to do something. I gladly did it. You thanked me, and when I finally drove through, you worked on my car. I have no idea if you'd be interested, but if so, you're the handsomest guy I've ever seen at a Valvoline. And even if it's just for drinks, I'd like to see you again.
What a specific compliment. You are the most handsome guy I've ever seen at a Valvoline.
Man, I don't know. Sometimes the blue-collar boys, whew,
yes, whee. But like, maybe you could expand it to at any auto body repair shop.
Nope. They're Valvoline truists. They don't know. Yeah. They've only ever been to Valvoline.
Oh, just wait until they meet the Pep Boys. Oh, my
God. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So Audrey just asked while we were sitting here in studio playing that last song if we were having a hard time getting back into our routine. Do you ask that because you're having a tough time?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I can't go to bed.
Because I just went and got another cup of coffee, and you were like, hey, is that because you're exhausted?
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, a little bit. Like, I feel like there's definitely, you know, waking up as early as we do. But I love being back in my routine. Like, with my life, when we're out of the routine, and it's just like pandemonium, and like even for the kids, there's not their normal stuff. Like, yeah. My daughter is now back in school after the winter break and everything else. Like, all of that stuff is good for me, and I think good for them too. So I love being back in the routine. And also, as you know, like I really enjoy working. And everyone has not been working for several weeks. And so
you're ready to get back.
Now that everyone's
it.
Back and like actually doing stuff this week, I appreciate that.
Well, for me, it's not necessarily that my routine got totally messed up. It was because we were on vacation almost just like a little too long that I started getting used to being in that stay up a little later, wake up a little later. Because I usually never sleep in. And the first week, I would sleep until like 7, which is like easy to go back from 7 a.m.
Right.
You can go back to 5 or 4:30.
But now when you're waking up at like 10:30 or something. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is 5 hours.
My body won't even let me sleep that late anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Really? Yeah. I mean, every day during vacation, the latest I would sleep was like 7:30 at the latest.
That is
but
one
I
of the curses.
But I was waking up at 4:35 most days.
Of the morning show is if you are on vacation and you wake up at 6:03, there's no going back to sleep.
No, because you're
like,
used to it.
Come on. Like, I'm tired. Like, I want to get more rest, but now.
I woke up at 3:30 yesterday. 3:30. Yesterday, it was just, there was no going back.
See, were you just so excited to see us? Is that what it was? Actually,
you're right. That was, I just love doing the show. Uh-huh. No, I mean, I do. I like getting here and doing this. But for me, the routine is, you know, like I know I have to walk right now because I know once it gets warmer again, I can't, you know, I'm a very fair skinned person. I burn a lot.
Yeah, I am.
When it's summertime, I know I have to drop the pounds right now over the next like 4 or 5 months before summer comes around so I can maintain over the summer. Because if I don't, my wife will murder me.
Cricket said, I love my job and I really don't like vacation days. My boss got COVID and I stayed home for 10 days and I wanted to shoot myself. It was the worst.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind. So I don't mind being at home at all. It's not that for me. It's the disruption that drives me crazy.
I hope we don't get sent back home. Like, that's the one thing I really don't. With
we're
everything
past else. All that, aren't
well,
we?
Well, I think so. Well, they sent the rest of the office back home today.
No, I get it. But it's like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but like,
we're essential.
COVID is what it is at this point. Like, there's
it's
no avoiding
here.
It.
It's here.
And it's also way less deadly. I mean, we're seeing that across from all these reports that are coming out, not just from South Africa, but you know, across the country as well. Yeah. There are plenty
Five
of people
times
that are
many
going,
cases in the
there's
same
people
moment.
Going to the hospital, almost none of them are in vents, none of them are in the ICU. Like, this is what happens with viruses, right? Like, they evolve and they become a lot more easily spread but a lot less deadly. It's just
like
going to be
flu.
The flu or the cold or any of that stuff.
Because it used to be the Spanish flu is why I'm saying that. Yeah. I'm not comparing COVID to the flu. I'm just saying that the Spanish flu is the flu that we have today. It's just like with COVID. It's going to be here. It's going to be around. And I agree. I don't know. If we have to go back inside into my Bermuda Triangle of death of from the bed to my office to the couch, I will go crazy. I will absolutely go crazy.
Yeah. As much as I like not wearing pants, I don't want to be on
Zoom.
I don't want to be on Zoom all day.
Oh, yeah. Zooms all day long. I feel so bad for people
who
have to.
I just
want to
cancel Zoom in general right now.
Yeah.
Like, if I never do another Zoom for the rest of my life, I will be a happy person.
There is something that was lost during the pandemic. Pre-pandemic, you could pretend to not know how to use Skype.
Yeah.
And now with the pandemic, there's no pretending like you're not available because you can't figure out the video part of your, it's like, that's the most commonplace thing ever now. That used to be kind of an anomaly, like who was really doing video conferencing.
Dumb anymore.
Exactly. You can't even pretend like you're tech dumb as a professional.
You know what? I was actually just thinking about this stir craziness during the pandemic. I was hiking so much just to get out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, everybody was, right? Like, who enjoys hiking that much anymore now that we have activities to go and do?
Do you remember, like, when you would go hiking? Because I did that. I hate hiking,
and
I went
hiking. And you were like, oh, this is great now.
It's the only thing to do. But like, I'd be outside, and there would be, like, 300,000 people outside on the hiking trail, and everyone's trying to socially distance but bumping into each other. And you're
wearing masks outside,
too. What are we doing?
So weird. Yeah.
Only time I ever go hiking is if I'm trying to get laid.
For sure. Like when you first start dating a girl, oh, I love hiking.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, hiking's
so
great.
Much fun.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So the whole idea behind dirty laundry is we go out to laundromats, Ian does, and he'll approach somebody that's a total stranger, and he'll say, hey, tell me a secret that you've never told anyone before. And if I try to do that, or Mahoney tried to do that, or Audrey tried to do that,
we'd get shanked.
Yeah, it wouldn't go well at all. But Ian's got this ability where he really is very charming and also disarming. Right?
Very much so.
And so he has these conversations, and Ian, you become a bit of a local celebrity at this bar laundromat combination that you found, and the reason why you like to go there is because it's just full of interesting people, but also, like, the bartender will sometimes point you in the direction of, like, hey, you need to go talk to that guy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Along with pouring me free drinks, which I appreciate.
Hey, don't put them on.
I got a problem.
Hey, don't put them on blast.
Who cares?
Does the ownership know?
Hey, you know what? Speaking of the ownership, that place, I guarantee you, they're not even making money on the laundry in the bar. You know what they're making money on? Laundering. It's fine. It's okay. As long as we have wonderful characters
if
there.
If you launder money through a laundromat, is it illegal? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's in the name.
I don't know.
Seems like it should be legal.
Just laundering things. It's what we do. Anyway, so this guy looked like what?
This guy's name is Jay. Now, I've never seen Jay at the bar laundromat before, and I was very nervous about going and actually doing this bit because, obviously, I have a newborn at home. This is a new routine to leave him and then go off into this debaucherous kind of area.
Did you bring the baby with you?
I did not, unfortunately. I did propose it to my baby mama, and she shot that idea down pretty quick.
You gotta teach him how to interview early.
So I was solo at the bar laundromat, sitting by my lonesome at the bar, sipping on a Budweiser, and no one was in there. But in walks a gentleman looking for change. He had a fresh $50 bill, which not many people carry around anymore.
Right.
And he was wearing very large slippers. They were bear slippers, so kind of like bear paws. He was also wearing a Chicago Bears jersey. He had his dog with him. And the dog looked very comfortable because it had one of those airport neck pillows around its neck.
I've never seen a dog with one of those.
Nice. Okay. It seems unnecessary.
It's very unnecessary because
dogs sleep. Yeah,
and they don't really sit like how people do,
or ride
planes very often. So Jay and I got to talking, and he was very excited to talk to me because he likes the idea of being on the radio. And this one is a dirty laundry for the more contemporary era because it involves dating apps.
A brand new installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, we're here for another installment of Dirty Laundry, and I've met a very nice friend who is in a pair of very comfortable slippers.
Come on, man. I'm a Chicago Bear, man. I got to have the bear feet, man. Very warm. It's not Chicago cold out here, but they nice and warm. Keep me cool and comfy.
Yeah. Well, he's cool and comfy, and I'm looking for some dirty laundry. I'm looking for something you've never told anybody before. So lay something on me. What happened?
I got a story where I was dating a chick, and I was still f***ing around with online sites, dating sites. I was started talking to this girl online, behind my girl's back, and, we've been chatting for damn near 2-3 months.
Oh, 2-3 months. I'm sorry to interrupt, but 2-3 months, usually you start sending some explicit photos after that.
Oh, definitely. Oh, we on that. It's done got spicy and heated at this point.
Who precipitated the explicit photos? Was it you or was it her?
I think it was the two of us.
Oh, well put, well put.
Yeah, it was the two of us.
Because you don't want to randomly throw a D-pic at somebody.
Come on, man. You know how the females hint around like, so how are you, big, little? Out the bam. And I'm like, yeah, I accommodate you a little bit. Only if you send me some pictures. What's happening? After some time, she gets to hinting around about her, how bougie her sister is, and her sister has this great boyfriend and she don't deserve him. I says, damn, you know, really, you and your sister, you guys don't get along? She's like, no, we get along, but the she always had it better than me, and I like her new boyfriend, and who out the band. I'm like, yeah, so what's your sister's name? Her name's Carla. Carla? That's my girlfriend's name. Oh, Carla from where? She's from Southside Chicago. Oh, my God, does she have a brother named Darren? Yes. You know her? No, not really, but, yeah. Later, I found out this is my girl's sister. I met her online on a dating app. She secretly hates her sister. She secretly thinks her sister is a and I found out that way. I never told her.
Okay, so you took care of the two sisters. Any chance that you may venture into the mother realm?
I tried, but mother, she's not my speed. I saw her. She's a little overweight. I like overweight lovers in the house, but she's a little bit too much overweight lover in the house for me.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, you've talked many times on this show about how you think that you'd be a great elected official.
I think I could tell other people how to live their lives in a fantastic manner. It's not something I would ever do, but I think I would be good at doing that.
Yeah, so the problem is that when you are an elected official, then stories like this make the news. Police in an African nation of Niger seized more than 440 pounds of cocaine worth $8.7 million that they found in the local mayor's truck. And it was his official business truck as well. The mayor and his driver, who were in the vehicle at the time, were arrested with 199 bricks of cocaine at the checkpoint when they were headed out to a desert trading hub.
Obviously, this mayor is not a good leader, because if the police force isn't in your pocket at this point, then what are you doing even trying to smuggle?
You got $9 million worth of cocaine and you haven't bought off your local deputies?
Right?
Come
I feel
on,
like that's
man.
Like criminal 101.
Right?
Yeah, it's like intro to criminaling.
Pay the right people off.
Yeah, so you never get in trouble.
Don't cheap out.
Or you get lower jail sentences because you bought off the judges, too.
So this is an interesting story, because, and we were talking about this earlier with, you know, at what point in your life when you were growing up, do you remember how old you were when your parents started leaving you at home by yourself?
I could stay home for a couple hours by myself, I think, when I was like 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah, about the same. 11, I think, was the threshold.
So parents of an 11-year-old boy were arrested in Arizona after sheriff's deputies alleged that he was left home alone and not attended school for at least 2 weeks.
Oh.
So on December 12th, sheriff's officials received a call about a welfare check at home. The caller reported a boy was possibly there alone for an undetermined length of time. It's one thing if it's like you're 11 years old, you get left at home alone for the day while the parents are at work.
That's
because
fine.
It's a sick day or whatever.
Right?
Sure. I mean, I think so, right? 11?
I think that would be fine. 11, 12, sure.
But if they're leaving for a couple of weeks.
Like
so,
you're in middle school at like 12 years old.
The boy's mom had left to go out of state before Thanksgiving, and the father followed shortly after Thanksgiving. According to the sheriff's officials, the boy had been alone until the deputies arrived. He told deputies he had frozen food but had not been to school for at least two weeks prior. Deputies were unable to reach the parents, and the child, I mean, sadly, got turned over to Child Protective Services. A report was submitted, and both parents were indicted on suspicion of child neglect. They were arrested when they returned home from an unknown location. Yeah, I mean, you can't just, like, split out of town for a couple of weeks and leave your 11-year-old
there. A weekend and 11 is too much.
Yeah.
A work day, yes.
Sure.
I would think that would be fine. For sure. My parents, I don't think I spent a weekend alone at my house until I was like 16 years old or so. 16, I think right in that range, like, you know, like I had a car.
Yeah, I mean, so, if you have a car, that's fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Manrold said 8 was the age that he started getting left home alone.
So there are some states that have specific laws for a minimum age, and each state is different.
What's the minimum age in California?
That's one of the states that just says minimum age none, but I don't know.
So that means probably not a law in the books.
Okay.
What is the lowest age and the highest age that you see on the list in what states?
So it looks like the lowest is 6 in Kansas.
Kansas.
Y'all might need to get it together over there. And then Kansas is like, honestly, there is nothing that you can see from left to right further than plains.
Yep, you gotta learn.
And windmills. And
seems
then,
like a lot of farm equipment you can get tangled up with, though, right?
True. Gosh, Johnny Cash is his brother. And then 14, Illinois.
Okay.
Really? That seems like too old, almost. Well, like, if you can't leave, you can't leave a 13-year-old at home alone. I feel like at 13, I had a key, you know, I had a key on a shoestring in elementary school. So, like, there were even times in elementary school where, maybe my parents were gone for a couple hours, and I would be at home before they got back from work or something like that, or if they were doing whatever. It just seems like it's just a different world now. You hear stories of parents and neighbors calling the police when there's kids at the park playing alone. And that's ludicrous.
That's ridiculous. But Ian, what about you? When did you start getting left home alone?
Oh, she left me when she could, honestly. She took my other three siblings and would just leave me at the house.
When you knew how to microwave food?
Yeah, I'm starting to I don't think my mom liked me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she would take the kids everywhere else, and then I got left home alone.
Oh, Ian.
Oh, me and your mom have a lot in common.
Dave.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So if you went out and enjoyed yourself on New Year's Eve, then you probably have no idea what I'm talking about when I say that Andy Cohen is surprisingly going to be coming back to CNN to do more shows, the countdown shows with
Anderson Cooper. He's
Anderson
been doing
Cooper,
that for
right?
years since they booted Kathy Griffin a few years back when they canceled her or whatever. And since Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper are like best friends.
Yeah, people thought
they have a good chemistry together.
Andy Cohen took it too far this year because a couple of years ago he got fairly drunk and like was making Anderson Cooper take tequila shots.
He did that again this year.
Yeah, but some people said he took it too far by making fun of Ryan Seacrest this year.
Well,
get out of here. Oh, boo-hoo.
Here's the audio.
Oh, my gosh.
We just
started our fog machine.
From Ryan Seacrest. Group of losers that are performing behind us. I mean, with all due, if you've been watching ABC tonight, you've seen nothing. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thank you,
Katie Perry. What a journey.
Before we hit midnight.
Speaking of journey, I just got doused with confetti from the fake journey appearing on ABC. If it's not Steve Perry, it doesn't count.
I mean, really.
Do you get it?
I love it. Honestly, he's having fun on New Year's Eve.
And also, he did come out and say, "I do apologize to Ryan Seacrest. I do like Ryan Seacrest a lot as a person." But Ryan Seacrest, if we've learned anything at this point, I mean, he's been in the media. He's been in media forever since like that's basically all he's done. But he's been in the national public eye for 20 plus years. At this point, he's worth $500 million.
He doesn't
give one damn what anybody says about him.
Yeah, I mean, people call him a hack all the time, and he just.
Laughs all the way to the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
And to be completely honest, I'm so tired of the straight edgeness that's expected of anybody who is in the media eye. Like, let him have fun. Let him get in trouble.
Yes, let him get drunk. I mean, Andy Cohen also doesn't give a damn because he's got more money than he knows what to do with. So let him get drunk and say what he wants.
And Andy Cohen's not a news anchor. Andy Cohen's a personality and
exactly.
a producer.
Exactly. Let him have their fun. And again, I repeat, let him get a little trouble.
Also,
people are talking about it.
Did anybody actually watch any of these New Year's specials?
I caught a few of these on CNN, and honestly, I am more for this, and I am more against the fake tweets that we're putting up.
Yeah, I mean the
did you see those?
Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus seemed interesting. What do you mean they're putting up?
They
fake
were
tweets?
Putting up fake tweets from fake names, like Ben Dover tweeted out, "Wow, this is such a great." Show that we're watching. Like
so
some
lame.
Like intern was out there doing all of these fake tweets.
I'd put it if somebody named Ben Dover said we had a great show, I would retweet that.
For sure.
100%.
Yeah. Anyone that's listening that's named Ben Dover, if you say anything either good or bad about us, just say something about us, we'll retweet it.
Yeah, I'll post it up in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, because it's quite hilarious. But
so Jason Derulo got into a fight in Las Vegas.
He's so dumb
at Aria because somebody called him Usher.
There were some, I guess he had slapped them prior to this or something.
They were passing each other like on an escalator, and some guy tried to troll Derulo by saying, "Hey, Usher, F you B." And then Derulo got mad and like punched him and sent the dude like.
He did floor the guy. He was like, "How dare you come at my boy like that?" And these guys were just trying to, they're trolls.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
But Derulo, dude, you're pretty famous and you're very rich at this point. Who cares what these scrubs have to say
right.
about you? They just wish that they were you, and they did exactly what they wanted to, is get under your skin, make TMZ. The dude did get laid out, which was pretty funny. But you know, now Drew is probably going to have to deal with a lawsuit and a settlement
or
something like that.
At the time, the two decided not to press charges, but they are definitely going to sue him now.
That doesn't mean it's civil.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's criminal charges versus civil charges.
Yeah. So way to let him get the best of you, Derulo.
Also, Derulo's better than Usher, if we're being real.
Is he?
I think so.
You shut your mouth.
That's
right.
Not correct.
Shut your
don't
mouth.
Think so.
Man, like Usher had like two songs, and the only reason they were good was because like Lil Jon.
Usher did not have two songs.
Yeah, like two songs.
Derulo doesn't even have two songs. Well, name two Jason Derulo songs.
All of them, man. I put on Derulo.
No, name one Jason Derulo song.
Push It.
That's not a Jason Derulo song.
Look it up. You
it's
don't
not.
Know.
Yes,
you
I do.
How does it start?
Yes,
how does
I
it
do.
Start,
yeah,
Mahoney?
Yeah, just go ahead and
say how does it start?
To us.
It starts with a weird instrument, a weird some sort of brass instrument.
What's Jason's
and then there's
first
always
line?
What's his persona?
No, what's his first line in the song?
Check out my big dong. I just got out of a pool.
Now that does check out.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Prisoners can get released for good behavior, right? But you could be the nicest person at work and still get asked to come in on Sunday.
Message deleted.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, people take advantage of nice people all the time. But, I mean, we should also normalize nice. I feel like everyone has gotten into this culture of, like, how mean you can be and get away with it sort of thing. And so you rally with other people that you want to just be mean with, and it's just exhausting.
I don't know. I find myself not bro-ing down nearly as much about people or things that I like with people. But I can really form a bond with somebody if we hate the same mutual things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I definitely feel like most of my friendships from like back home whenever I was bartending stemmed from that, Mahoney, like from the same
mutual hatred
and disdain for whatever. Like, there's no better bond than you both ripping the closers from the night before.
But
both of you just like, oh man, I can't believe this happened.
But
I can't believe they did this to us.
But also, I feel like some people confuse nice with being a pushover. There's a difference. You can still be nice and not be a pushover. You know, you don't have to go in for that shift, you know, to set your boundaries. Do those sorts of things. And if they don't respect that, then that tells you everything you need to know about that person or that place, you know?
I do feel, though, that from a woman's perspective, that's kind of a fine line, a weird line to attempt to figure out.
What do you mean?
Because the pettiness that can come across or people saying that you're being a bee or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, there's just so many labels that come with setting boundaries sometimes because we're... Just
but I feel
a
like
lot
that's,
of times,
again,
we're
says,
getting past that,
but that
I think,
says more about them than it does about you.
I agree.
That's how I feel.
I've just gotten to the point where it's like, okay, if you think I'm a bee, then that's fine. I at least don't have to sit here and...
Deal with your crap.
Yeah, break my back or, like, bend until I break.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that in 2022, maybe we'll be able to get past that.
It's a new year. It's a new us.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you've been kidnapped and are being held hostage, like... What do you think your captors can get for your safe return?
Message deleted.
Depends on who they're asking. Are you asking
like $4,500 tops? Oh, our job? Like if we went on a work function on like a Disney cruise like we've done before, right? And pirates came and they kidnapped us and they called our corporate overlords and they said, "All right, we've got Dave, Mahoney, Audrey, and Ian, and we're going to kill them all." If you don't give us $20,000, they'd be like, can we stream their murders on the Odyssey app?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Understandably, we still see a lot of people that are pretty nervous about everything that's going on with COVID. Personally, I'm very, very tired of everyone being very, very scared of COVID. But I understand, like, there's people obviously that are more at risk than I am personally. So you do you is my stance on it. This may be going a little bit far, though. I don't know. A Chicago woman said that she chose to isolate herself when she thought she may have been exposed to COVID-19.
Okay. Which
and
is
that's
what
you're
pretty
normal,
to do.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. If you're exposed.
The interesting thing, though, is that she was on a flight. She was flying from Chicago to Iceland on December 19th, and she decided that she was going to isolate herself in the airplane bathroom for 3 hours.
Grow up.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, I got
Grow up. I gotta
pee, lady.
Yeah, like, I'll just take my chances here. I don't want to poop myself on a flight between Chicago
also,
and Iceland.
I don't know if you know how the air on planes work. It's all recycled anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to, like, you're
breathing the same air you're breathing there that you would be breathing back in your at your seat.
See, what I feel like is that if you are that concerned, then don't fly.
Yeah, don't. You don't.
Don't get on the airplane.
That's the excuse that I'm using.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
So, anywhere I don't want to fly to, I'm like, oh, can't do it right now. COVID's out of control.
COVID's going on, yeah.
Can't do it.
We got trains. We got cars.
Yeah,
we got
it's
a bicycle.
Too far for me to drive.
Mahoney, Peaky Blinders, I know that you're a big fan.
One of the
season
best shows.
Number six, the trailer is out, and they say it hasn't been released yet, but sometime in 2022, they're going to give us a release date and the final season.
If you have not had a chance to binge or watch Peaky Blinders on Netflix, it's a combination Netflix-BBC show, and one of the best crime dramas slash kind of thriller-ish shows on TV. And Cillian Murphy is phenomenal in it.
Yep.
Can't recommend it enough.
So the final season, season six, has a lot of people bummed because it's the final season. But interestingly, there's going to be a Peaky Blinders film that's going to start filming in October of next year and then go into production in 2023. So there is going to be a Peaky Blinders film to follow the sixth and final season, which I'm here for. I like that trend. Like, if you got a really good TV series, like, I would love a Breaking Bad movie, like a proper
one. Well,
yeah, it was like it was a prequel, though,
yeah,
right?
El Camino.
Yeah, El Camino was post.
It was post.
It was post, whatever it was. Yeah. But no, I want one that's still, like, in the Walter White universe, you know?
Okay. Like, yeah. So that would have to be pre, or maybe during, because Walter, spoiler, he's dead.
Yeah.
You'd have to have it from the...
Well, you don't know that.
We don't know that.
He bled out.
You don't know that? Shh. Also,
what do you mean? The show is forever old.
I've never finished it. Don't, and that's,
I'm
that's
so
one of the
okay,
ones.
Okay, then I'm sorry. Then that's you on you. It's you like 15 all, years old.
It's not even close to 15
10 years
old.
Old.
No, it's got to be like 15
it's
years
like
old.
It's like 9.
Yes.
The last season?
The last season of Breaking Bad. Look it up.
I'm looking it up
and
right
you
now.
You never finished 10. Breaking Bad?
No.
Where'd you finish?
Pete's on the roof.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only part I remember. Oh. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I mean, that's spoiler. It's
Lost. Everybody dies. Everybody dies in Lost.
Years. Yeah. That all being said, I don't know how I feel about these movies because it's like, yes, we got the Sopranos movie that released on HBO and in theaters, and yes, it was good, but it wasn't like movie good. It was like this was an amazing episode,
and
fine. I want more. So that's I don't know how I feel. They did that with Deadwood as well. And
Kyle said Entourage was okay, just okay as a movie.
I didn't even bother with that movie.
I watched the movie because I was a big fan of the show.
I watched it every week.
Yeah.
But the Entourage as a whole is not worth going back and watching. I don't think personally, because the last couple of seasons were just like, we just want to go shoot in awesome locations with really hot women around us, and we don't really care much about the story.
Von Zipper said, anyone who drives that Pontiac SUV that is a Pontiac Aztec deserves a high five. I saw somebody driving one of those Pontiac Aztecs, and they had popped off the Pontiac logo and put a Tesla emblem in its place. And I'm like, man, because I pulled up behind it at the stoplight, I'm like, man, that is one ugly ass Tesla. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, because I could see through the back window, and you know, like in a Tesla, the whole dash is basically like a TV screen. And I'm like, why that Tesla's not only ugly, it doesn't have that. Hang on a second here. And they had straight up popped off a Pontiac logo.
You know, I don't think they've made those since like 2001. Richard Hatch, who won the very first season of.
Wait, Richard Hatch won a hatchback?
He did.
Yep.
That's perfect.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all. golden west. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada